Did you know that 85% of people suffer from low self-esteem? Hey guys, welcome to Sweet and Sour. My name is Abdulmumuni Hikmat. Yes, it is spelled M-U-M-U-N-I, that's the Mumuni in case you're wondering. If you followed my previous episodes, you'd have noticed a change in the name of the podcast from Taking Charge of Your Life to Sweet and Sour. The reason for that change is, Sweet and Sour describes life best to me. I mean, life is sweet and sour at the same time. The aim of this podcast is to discuss the problem we experience as teens and youths, educate ourselves on the possible solutions to these problems, give ourselves the motivation we need to keep going through life, share personal and other people's life story, and basically just chit-chat about issues we are afraid, shy, or even embarrassed to speak about. Just to let you guys know, this podcast will be solo for the meantime, and as we progress, I'll be inviting guests who will come and share their experiences with us so we can learn a thing or two from it. Enough of all this story. Let's get into today's episode, shall we? We're going to discuss self-esteem. I mean, freaking 85% of people suffer from low self-esteem. This statistic is quite alarming. Self-esteem refers to a person's overall sense of self, sense of his or her value. According to a self-esteem expert, it is simply one's attitude to oneself. I used to be confused when I heard self-esteem because I thought it was the same thing as confidence. And I'm sure many of you guys are as well. Well, confidence is not self-esteem, although they are related. Confidence is knowing what we can and cannot do. That is knowing our strengths and weaknesses. An athlete who is confident on a playing field and not so confident in the classroom may secretly think he or she is not intelligent. In other words, a person may be confident in a particular area and still have a low sense of self. The question now is, do you fall under the 85% of people who have low self-esteem? Let's find out from the following signs of low self-esteem. 1. Do you focus on your failure rather than your growth and achievements, no matter how little your failure is? 2. Do you feel frustrated, unloved, and unfulfilled? 3. Do you give to people a lot but don't think you deserve whatever you're given because you feel you did not merit it? 4. Do you feel like you don't deserve anything good? 5. Are you a pessimist, as in a person who tends to focus on the negative side of life more than its positive side? You know, if you obsess over negative things more and more and more, your self-esteem just drops. It just gets low and low and low. 6. Are you in a suffocating friendship or relationship? The kind of ship where you feel low about yourself. You feel worthless about yourself. These are just a few signs I could point out among the many. There are a lot of factors that contribute to having a low self-esteem: childhood experience, physical, sexual, emotional abuse, bullying, stigmatization, and so on. These factors in some way affect our feeling of self-worth. But don't lose hope in boosting your esteem level up if you have a low self-esteem. Although it is for a fact that we cannot change our past, but there's a lot we can do to make our present moment better. I want to share 5 tips that you can practice to skyrocket your self-esteem easily. The first is, start being optimistic. To be very honest with you guys, optimism is kind of hard at the beginning. You know, trying to see the good in things when there is no atom of evidence that the situation will turn out good. Like I said in the beginning, it will be hard. But once you make this a habit continuously, it won't seem as hard as it used to when you first started trying to be optimistic. Start expecting the best out of every situation. Stop obsessing over your failure. Start seeing your failure as an opportunity to improve and become a better person. Once you find yourself having a negative thought, immediately replace it with a positive one. Generally, see the light of things even in the darkest of places. 2. Use positive affirmations. Stop telling yourself things like, I'm not good enough, I'm not beautiful, I'm not handsome, I'm not smart. Do you know that the unconscious part of your brain does not know the difference between what is real and what is not? It just accepts anything you put in it. Let's say you put in your brain a law of conservation of energy. Your brain cannot tell whether the law is really wrong or not. It just accepts whatever you have put in it and replays it back to you once you're in need of that memory. So remove not from your sentences and start using I am smart, I am beautiful, I am confident, and so many I ams. If you've been telling yourself, I'm not smart for so many months, and one day you decide to do something smart, your brain is just going to automatically replay this to you. Like, guy, you're not smart, so don't even try to be. Personally, every day I look into the mirror and tell myself so many positive I ams. I'm a mirror freak, so I tell myself things like, Hikmat, you can do it. Hikmat, you're smart. Hikmat, you have this. Hikmat, you know, and all those good stuff. It feels very nice to see my reflection repeating my actions. I don't know what you see when you look into a mirror, but one thing I'm certain of is there's a light in you that can help to brighten our world, no matter how dim that light is. The ability of yours to see that light and acknowledge it will boost your self-esteem up. The third is gratitude. No matter how much we work hard, there would always be people who have more money than us, more clothes than us, and we cannot control all of these things they have. It is certain that there is someone you have more things than, more education than, more food, more opportunities, and the list is endless. So why not be grateful for what you have? Every day when I wake up, I perform my morning prayers first, and I write 4 things I'm grateful for in my journal. I wasn't always doing this until some weeks ago, and this has helped me live a life of contentment. If you want to try out this routine, in the beginning, you may be like, I don't even know what to write, or I don't know what I'm grateful for. But if you can start with something as simple as, I'm grateful that I have breath in me, and you keep these habits up, you would feel a good and high sense of self, I tell you. The fourth is for you to set goals. The rate at which the goals you set and achieve boosts your self-esteem is magical. Because these achievements eventually makes you feel like you have a worth. It makes you feel like you're valuable. It makes you feel like you can do anything as long as you stay disciplined, committed, and you work hard at it. You're probably someone who has set goals and has not achieved any. You see, the problem we have as humans is we try to focus on too many things, too many goals at the same time. Goals that will be successfully achieved in 2 years, you try to achieve them all in 6 months. Just take it one goal at a time and stay focused. The fifth tip is for you to get out of that friendship or relationship that's making you feel crappy about yourself, that is making you feel like a low life, that is suffocating you. You probably have some friends who just make you feel less valuable, and you're still hanging around them like your life depends on them, like you ain't gonna survive if you're not with them. Please, who the hell told you that? Get out, and I mean it. Run, jump, jackpa. Stop hanging around people who bring you down. They make you feel like your life depends on them. The more you feel like your life depends on them, the more your life is actually going to depend on them. So therefore, let them off the hook this instant and surround yourself with people who add value to your life. My advice to any of you who has been through any form of abuse and finds themselves replaying those tragic memories is to seek medical help. And if you are still going through an abuse, don't stay quiet. You must have been threatened to do so, but I beg of you, don't. Speak out. Tell someone who can help you. I think I'm going to be talking about sexual abuse in my next episode. Finally, I want to leave you with a quote for this week. It goes like this. Your true beauty, your true worth, your true value all comes from within you. Thank you guys for tuning in, and see you next week. I actually decided to make this podcast a weekly one, so help me God. Have a wonderful week, everybody.